We thank the Lord this morning for all as we have seen. Would you turn with me to the book of Isaiah, 52nd chapter? We have two portions of scripture. In the 52nd chapter of Isaiah, we're going to start with, and the second chapter of Haggai. If you'll hold a place in Haggai and go back to Isaiah, have a little Bible challenge this morning to find those places. Earlier in the week, I was going in a different direction and felt the Lord just pushing me, moving me in a direction that was different. And last night, it began to change. And this morning, even more, and change the direction of the message and the scriptures to go to. And this is what is impressing my heart so much this morning. In Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, Isaiah here envisions a time when God would restore his exiled people for his name's sake, and when Jerusalem would be rebuilt. This was going to happen, but there's more to it. There's a spiritual connotation to this, these few scriptures for the church. It says in the first verse, "Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust, arise, and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion." And I want to stop the reading in this part right here. A call to the church to arise and to awaken, and to put on the robes of righteousness, and to cleanse and purify themselves. The uncircumcised, the unclean are not going to be in God's house. They may come in initially, but God's going to change them, praise God. God's going to do a mighty work. The psalmist says, and I believe it's Psalm 1, the unrighteous cannot stand in the congregation of the righteous. The sinner can't stand in the congregation of the righteous. What's he talking about? There's a segregation program? No, he's talking about when you come into the presence of God, something's going to happen. The presence of the Lord is going to touch you and convict you and cause you to either reject the Lord or cause you to change your ways and cause you to come in contact with his goodness and his mercy. Praise God. Would you turn with me to Haggai, the second chapter? In the fourth verse, I want to begin the reading, second chapter, Haggai, fourth verse. "Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedek, the high priest. And be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord. And work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts." His presence is going to be more glorified when the new covenant when Christ comes. And he is going to fill his house, his church, with glory. And he's talking here to be strong and to work. Praise God, for the Lord is with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, praise God, and his spirit remaineth among all the people. Praise God. This morning, I feel such an exhortation from the Holy Spirit. And it seemed like this has been the theme going through for some weeks and some time, is for the church to arise, for the church to put on strength, for the church to be the church, praise God, for the church to stand more than ever before, praise God, because of what we're facing all around us. Everything we see, if you're paying attention at all to what is going on, in fact, it's kind of hard to get away from it. So much is happening in this world today. We see the trend of how things are going, and we say, Lord, give us wisdom, give us determination, help us, Lord, to be on fire, to be energized by the Spirit of God. What things are taking place, the corruption, in the last 10 years, the corruption that has been revealed, and someone would say, well, there's always been corruption, and there has been, that's true, but it's different today. There's something going on today that is more diabolical, that is more demonic than we have ever seen in our lifetimes. More things that are coming against the church of Jesus Christ. More things, more persecution. You see, the enemy of our soul has not been sleeping. The enemy of our soul, Satan, has not been asleep, has not been dormant. He's been working too. We sang, even when we don't see it, God is working, but the enemy is also working, praise God. He knows how to hinder, praise God. And he has been moving in different ways, in different avenues. And we see it around us, infecting every facet of our society. They've taken the Ten Commandments out of the school a long time now. It can't talk about Christ. You can't sing religious songs in the public schools anymore around Christmas time. You can't do that. It's forbidden, and the things are being criticized. They don't allow that anymore. And so much the word transgenderism, I never knew that word 10 years ago. And all of a sudden it's become something that is like almost normal, that this is something that happens. And what's happened is the young people, the enemy has gone after the young people. He's put demonic forces in our schools, in our universities. And they've tried to change the minds of the young people. I see these interviews where they're going college campuses and talk to these kids about what's going on in society today and what gender you are and so on and so forth. And there is such darkness, such a lostness. It almost makes me want to cry. They're so lost. So unaware of the Word of God. Where are the parents? Where was the biblical teaching? Where was the counseling and the nurturing of the children when they were young? Where was it, my brother and sister? Where was it? But the enemy has gone in and infected every facet of society. You see the things that are starting to come out today? All these scandals in the entertainment industry, in these mega churches. What's going on? What's going on? Satan is being revealed. It's coming out, praise God, and it's all, you know, the enemy is working in different ways. In Ephesians, that scripture that we read so often, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Don't minimize what that word says. Don't minimize what's going on right there, because that's what's at work. We think Satan or the devil is something that we see on these movies, Halloween and Saw and these slasher movies. Don't you notice around Halloween time, about a month before, they start showing all these movies on the movie channels? Demonic forces. That's not where Satan's at. He's in everyday life. He's infecting the minds of the unbeliever. The Word of God tells us in the last days the satanic activity is going to be very high until the culmination of the Antichrist comes. And we're starting to see it today. All these secret societies, well, that's just conspiracy theories. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's real. The enemy is there. The enemy is working. The enemy has his plants all over this world. And he's trying to destroy. He's going after the children. Going after the children. Why? Because the minds are not mature. Not that they can't understand. Their minds are not mature. They're not able to handle. They're being told things and seen things they should never see. Being told things they should never be told. Amen. Discussing things they should never have to discuss. Well, my little Johnny is 7 years old and he don't know if he's a boy or if he's a girl. What? What 7-year-old is mature enough to understand that? And why is that even being talked about? It's the satanic forces. In the Old Testament, they had to kill the children, child sacrifice. During Moses' time, they killed all the Israelite babies. Today, we're more integrated. Today, we have abortion now. Or they call it reproductive health care. It's murder. Reproductive health care. That sounds a lot better. It's murder. So they go after the minds, and they twist, and they confuse. Mothers and fathers, get your kids in church. Get yourself in church. Be the example and testimony God wants you to be. You got to show the light. You and I have to be the ones that show the truth, not just what we say, but what we do. Don't minimize the Word of God. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is a call to arms. This is a call to put on your battle gear. I saw a preacher one time say, when this iPhone came out, it's a ruination. Does a lot of good and does a lot of bad. Have you ever noticed you'd be talking about something? I think we need a new dishwasher or whatever. All of a sudden, you'll start seeing ads about dishwashers on your phone. You think that's an accident? An analogy: Satan is always listening at your listening to your conversation. He's always looking at what you're looking and what you're reading. He's always analyzing. There's hierarchy in the satanic ranks, principalities. Some have dominion over certain areas of the world. Remember in Daniel, when the angel went to bring him the answer that God, he was 21 days, he was delayed. He said, the prince of Persia stopped me, hindered me. Who was it? An evil principality. They exist. It's not just on TV, the movies. Oh no, it's real life. We wrestle not. We're in a spiritual battle. We're in a spiritual battle that is life and death. I mean that spiritually, spiritual life and death, my brother and sister. Oh, God is so merciful. Thank God. And here his encouragement to us is for us to work. Praise God. Be strong, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I have covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt. In other words, when you came out of sin, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. Praise God. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. Spirit of God is with us. And I say, Lord, help us not to become lackadaisical, not to become complacent, but to energize, stir up the gift that is within us, that the Holy Ghost may begin to move us in a way, oh God, to help us. You got to start talking to your children, your grandchildren. Well, Brother Ron, I can't. I've said so much, they don't want to hear me. Well, you know what you can do? You can pray. You ought to be in the prayer meetings. You ought to be on your knees. You ought to be at the altar praying, oh God, save my children, save my family. There's eternal destiny that we're going to come in contact with eventually. And everyone is going to have to answer. Everyone is going to have to stand up and say what you did with what God gave you and what you understand. And no one is going to be able to say, well, I didn't know that. I didn't see that. I didn't understand that. You know, I believe it's in Isaiah. I've set watchmen upon thy walls that cry day and night. Oh Lord, help us. Holy Spirit is the watchman. Continue to cry out to us day and night. Continue to alert us. Continue to convict us. Continue to hold our feet to the fire and say, oh, my people, come on. Amen. It's time to awake and take the bands off thy neck. The things that hold us back, the things that are detrimental to our spiritual walk. We settle into a habitual kind of a worship. And we don't change. The word of God comes out and we don't change. People don't come to the prayer meeting. People don't come to the Bible study. People don't show up. What? They come so many times a week and nothing changes. What is it? The Holy Ghost is talking to you, my brother and sister. Well, I don't want to hear it, Brother Ron. I'm sorry. You're going to hear it. Why is God speaking to such a way? Because he loves you. Because we're in the last days, my brother and sister. Because Christ is coming soon. Hallelujah. And he's coming for a church that is on fire. A church that is walking in the Spirit. A church that is full of the Holy Ghost. Is the Holy Ghost alive and well in this place? Is the Holy Ghost manifesting as he should? Are we seeing the manifestations that God wants to do? Are we seeing it? I don't think so. Thank God for what he's done. I'm not being critical, but let's be real. Let's be honest. Let's tell it the way it is. Where are the gifts? Where's the operation of the Holy Ghost? Where's the conviction? Where's the seeking for the baptism? We need the fire of God. Thank God for the history. Beautiful history. Read the books of our brother Lewis, our brother Leonard, and brother Adelini, and say, oh, thank you, Jesus. How God did such a marvelous, marvelous work. How God sustained us these 100+ years. But now is the time, my brother and sister. It's now. Where are we going from here? Attendance on Wednesday night is falling off and falling off. Well, I'm too busy. I got this to do. I'm tired. This and that and the other. What about our mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers that walked the church on the hill on snowy nights? Oh, don't talk about the old times. We don't. That didn't even make sense. Oh, God, help us. God, help us this morning. The Holy Spirit is saying to work. He says, my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. Praise God. God wants to do it. God wants to move. Hallelujah. He's crying. He's knocking on the door and saying, let me work. Would you open your heart? Would you look at your ways? We had last Sunday. Consider your ways. We're creatures of habit, unfortunately. And the Holy Ghost is saying, oh no. To press for the kingdom, you can't be a creature of habit. To press for the kingdom, you got to hear the voice of the Spirit. You got to be searching out. I'll tell you, there's times I look back on this as this message was coming forth to me. I look back and I regret the times in past times I quenched the Spirit through a personal failure, through I let something bother me, through a situation on the job or whatever the case may be. But I quenched the Spirit and I regret those things. And I say, oh, Lord, oh, God, help me. Oh, God, help me. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies that are new every day. Praise God. We've been blessed. We've been blessed. The backslidden prophet Balaam was called to put a curse on the people of God. And the enemy is trying to destroy the people of God today. And God put a word in his mouth, a word that was not just for that time, but a word for eternity. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? I have received commandment to bless, and I cannot reverse it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. In Romans, we read in the 8th verse of the 5th chapter, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, hallelujah. I can't. Let's look at that for a moment. While we were yet sinners, let's see. What does our resume look like as a sinner? And the Word of God tells us these are the characteristics: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, drunkenness, revelings, backbiting, full of pride. That was our resume. While we were in that state, God commended his love to you and I, my brother. Reconciled us back to the Father. Once we were enemies of the cross, once we didn't know any better. But oh, God in his mercy opened our eyes to the truth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord this morning. Oh, Father, help us. Help us. Isn't that a word that is received well, I'm sure? When it goes out on the internet, I'm sure it won't be received well. That's okay. We're not gonna compromise. We're not gonna hold back. The watchman will not hold their peace, but cry day and night. Why? Because God, in his infinite love and mercy, wants to redeem mankind. He wants to save. He wants to bless. And he wants to baptize. Oh, hallelujah. He wants to put us together to sit together in heavenly places. And with all spiritual blessings, that's God's intent. That's God's intent. But oh, church, we have a responsibility. We have to shake off the dust. We have to take the bands off our neck, the things that hold us back, and say, oh, Lord, give me a heart of worship. Give me a heart, Lord, that is following hard after you, praise God. Not to go home and forget the message and say, well, some other time. Brother, the Holy Spirit is speaking. He is speaking. I believe it with all my heart. And I'm trusting God, Lord, move us in a direction. What we have received for so many years, you have preserved us all these years. Lord, help us. Help us to move forward in the Spirit. Help us, Lord, to be a force for Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to put on the whole armor of God. That's why he says, put it on, praise God. You can't fight. You can't stand against the wiles of the devil. You can't win. He's too powerful. But we have one who is greater. Praise God. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He defeated Satan on the cross. Praise God. And he sent his Spirit to reside, to live within us, that would give us the power to overcome. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus, this morning. I'm going to close this message. Brother, sister, would you come forward? A call to arms. Yet now be strong. Be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you. Are we working for the Lord? Are we working? Are we doing the things? I'm not talking about different activities. I'm talking about spiritually working for the Lord. So my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Spirit of Christ that resides within us, that gives us the strength and the power. Awaken your church. Awaken your church. You are going to be held accountable, and I'm going to be held accountable for our walk with the Lord. We're not islands. We're not islands. We're part of the body of Christ. And as a part of the body, there is a responsibility to edify the body. You see, we just don't come and sit in the service, and we go home, and it's all over. Oh, no. If you have that idea, you're gravely mistaken. You have a responsibility to the rest of the body of Christ to be here, to support, to call on God, to get closer to Him, to pray for your brothers and sisters, to be, praise God, on fire for Jesus Christ. There's a responsibility that we have. And God says, I've given you all the tools, all the things that pertain unto life and godliness. I've blessed you with the Holy Spirit. I've blessed you with knowledge and revelation. I've blessed you with your being preserved all these years. You have examples being compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Nobody can say, well, this was a fluke church. No, we've been here 100 plus years and we have testimonies and we saw grandmothers and grandfathers and old timers faithful to the Lord till death. And we heard their testimonies and we observed them and we watched them live the life and walk the walk and talk the talk. And we saw their sacrifice and we saw them come to the services not feeling well, weather bad, not able to come at times, but always on fire for God. And now this next generation has to take over. Where will we be in 10 years if the Lord tarries? Who will be here? You ever thought about that? Who's God going to raise up to fill this platform? Oh Lord, oh God, help us. Take away this casual approach to our salvation. This is eternity we're talking about. And it's like we're talking Greek. It's eternity. Well, I know God is loving and God is faithful and God cares. Yes, He does. But He also instructs us and tells us our responsibility. He also gave us His word, His love letter that tells us how He expects us to live. Be holy for I am holy. We can go through verse by verse. We know it. Well, live it. Live it. My spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. May the name of the Lord be praised.